Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you have been hearing me have the pleasure and the honor of speaking with the aunt and niece team of Dale and Amanda. How about that, an aunt niece team? That is fascinating.
Yes, we are. I'm Dale, and I'm Amanda's aunt. And so many people wonder how we got to write a book together. And really, it's been a bit of a journey. And I was giving some talks about issues having to do with raising charitable children and children to be compassionate, and was planning to write a book on that, and decided that it would be really good to start interviewing people who I felt were really compassionate and charitable, raising charitable children. And Amanda and I were talking about it, and the next thing we knew, we agreed to write the book together, which has been really wonderful. And it was 5 years ago, can you believe it?
Wow.
And the book has evolved over the years, but hopefully our relationship has too, in a positive way, and we're still talking, and we're still talking to you.
And that is so interesting.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, and I was wondering, so were the two of you particularly close at the start of this book writing project?
Yes, we definitely were. We definitely were, and I think in part, you know, just from our sort of relationship as I was growing up, and in part because we, you know, found ourselves I found myself in the same field professionally as Dale has been in. So we had a lot of common ground, which really made the process easier, I think. You know, not to say that there weren't challenges, of course there were, but we had a very strong starting point. And
yes,
we also came from a family where giving was always valued. So we had that similar background.
That's interesting. So some of what you all are encouraging us to do is what not only are you doing, but you saw your parents and older people in your previous generations doing.
Yes, we were very fortunate that we, you know, we have role models. And the role models, and this is also borne out by research, what's important is that parents not only talk about what they're doing, but they involve their children in what the outcomes are by what they're doing, what it means to them, what the, you know, how important it is what they do. So they walk the walk, they talk the talk, and they walk the talk and talk the walk. They constantly engage with what their own doing charitably and volunteering and why they're doing it and what that impact is on others and them. And that really encourages their children to become involved.
That's beautiful. Well, share with us a few more concrete tips on what we as parents can do to empower our children to be kind.
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that all of us who are parents or grandparents know is that every child is different, right? I have three teenage daughters, and if I didn't know that they all three belonged to me, I would never believe it. They're so different. And I think one of the things that we really want to encourage parents to do is use each child's interest and passion as a guide for them to do good. So, for example, if you have a little one who loves music, they love to sing or they play the piano or play the recorder, that's a way that they can show kindness and bring happiness to other people. It might be going into, you know, a local senior home and singing around the holidays. It might be doing a small concert and inviting other people to come listen. But help them use their interests and passion to connect with and be kind to other people. I have one of my girls really loves art of every kind, and she loves to make those string friendship bracelets. And she decided that she wanted to make, she made well over 100 of these string bracelets, and she sent them in care packages to soldiers. And it was something that was really important and meaningful to her because it was kind of taking a little bit of herself and sharing it and using it to be kind to other people. So I think that that's something that all of us as parents and grandparents can help our children do. Identify something that they care about and use that as a way to be kind to and connect with other people.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you what, we are running out of time too quickly. I've got to ask you to tell us more about the book, where people can get it. And if you would also, and it may be a segue into it, tell us about your website.
Well, our website is www.thekindnessadvantagebook.com. And on our website, we have an events page where we talk about where we're going to be speaking, and we look forward to talking to different groups and having interviews. We love that. But we're very, very excited about a page where people can contribute their own experiences. And so we can hopefully build an online community of people doing good and people having kindness experiences with their children or grandchildren or their students. And it's so helpful to be able to know that there are other people thinking similarly. And you can say, well, gee, I'm not so sure how my little one could really be involved. And you look at the page and you see where there are people who are doing lots of interesting and fun things that might work for you. And it's also helpful to be able to say, you know, I really feel like I'm doing something and I'm not alone. And we have examples in the book and on the website of, you know, kids who are doing wonderful things, absolutely wonderful things. And they're small things and they're big things, and they're small things that become big things. So we're hoping to have this community. You can buy the book in local bookstores. We're on Amazon. We're on Indie Books. We're on Barnes & Noble Books. And you can also buy it. We link through the website so people can buy it from there. And we really are hoping that we can have families know that kindness matters and that kindness counts, and that even when there's so much bullying going on and there's so much divisiveness, that we really are connected and we need to feel that connection through kindness.
Dale Atkins, Amanda Sulzhauer, you all have enriched our lives today. We appreciate you so much for sharing with us the power and the beauty of teaching our kids, training our kids to be kind so that they can help empower the world. We appreciate you and wish you all the best.
And thank you for your kindness, Carl. We appreciate you too.
Thank you.
Very much so. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Till next time, everyone.